Throughout Yom Kippur and the truth is throughout Slichos, we say the Yud Gimel Mido Shel Rachamim. We say the 13 attributes of mercy, and the source for this is in the aftermath of the Cheder Egel, the sin of the golden calf. Kadosh Baruch Hu forgave the Bnei Israel, and in Perek Lamed Dalet, Torah says V'Yavor Hashem Al Panav V'Yikra. Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachum, Echanu, Nerech Apayim, Rav Chesed, Ve'emes, Notzuv Chesed, Lelofi, Notzuv Yom, Veshav, V'chatav, V'nakei. So it says that God is merciful, He doesn't get angry easily, He's full of kindness and truth, He guards the kindness for thousands of potential generations, and he cleanses our sins. So a lot of good things about Yud Gimel Mido Sharachim. And the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Zayin Beis, tells us that Rav Yochanan said, if the Torah hadn't written this, you wouldn't be able to say this. Malamin Shinisatev Kodesh Baruch Hu Kishliach Tzibur V'her Lo L'moshe Seder Tfilo. And Kodesh Baruch Hu wrapped himself up like a Shliach Tzibur with a talis, and he showed to Moshe this Seder Tfilo, the order of the prayer. Amar lo, Hashem said to Moshe, "Kol zman sheYisrael choltim yatsu lefanai kaseder hazev ani mocha lahem." Whenever Bnei Israel are sinning, they should do in front of me like this order, and I will forgive them. And it's the Yud Gimel Mido Shel Rachamim. There's a discussion as to where did Yud Gimel Mido Shel Rachamim starts. Is it from Hashem, the first Hashem, Hashem Kel Rachamim Chanun, or maybe, for example, the Vilna Gaon says the Hashem, Hashem is actually not part of the 13 Midos. But there's a discussion as to how you count those 13 Midos Shel Rachamim. And the simple understanding is we say these Yud Gimel Mido Shel Rachamim, and then Hashem forgives us. Already, different Bali Machshava were asking the question of how does this actually help? Rav Eliyahu de Vidas writes in Reish Chachma, lived in the 16th century, says Vadavar Kashesh, Rayana Rom, Kam Palm Anu Maskir and Yud Gimel Mido, Fainam Nanim. We see many times that people say the Yud Gimel Mido Shel Rachamim, the 13 attributes of mercy, and their prayers aren't answered. So he says, and so he cites the Gaonim, says Omrim HaGaonim, the Gaonim said, Ki Kavanas Yasu Lefanai Kaseder Hazeh, when the Gemara says, or cites HaKadosh Baruch Hu's speech to Moshe, and Hashem said, Yasu Lefanai, they should do before me like this order, Eina Kavanah Levada Al Atifas Talis. Doesn't simply mean they just have to wrap themselves up in a talis. Elashiyasu Seder Hamido Shlomo Kadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe. Rather, they should do those midos that Hashem taught Moshe. Shehu Kel Rachum Bechanu, that He is a merciful God, a kind God. Mahu Rachum Afata Rachum, etc., etc. It's like God is merciful and treats us favorably. So too we should do towards other people. Jesus Rashi does say in Shmos Lama Gil Yutes, Karasi B'Shem Hashem L'Fanecha, simply that the Kaseder Zesh Taroa El Si Ma'ate V'Kor Yud Gimel Midos, that which you see that I'm wrapping myself up in a towel and saying Yud Gimel Midos, having Malam Yisrael Lassos Kain, V'Adei She'eskul L'Fanei Rachum V'Chanun, then they'll be forgiven. That basically, Rashi seems to take the view that all Bnei Yisrael need to do is wrap themselves up in a talis, say you give them a milos rachim, teach the Bnei Yisrael to do this, Yasuk HaSeder Zeh, they should do this, wrap themselves up in a talis, say the Yud Gimel Midos, and by saying this, this will help their prayers being answered. Again, maybe you can argue that mentioning them will eventually lead us to action. But the key, I think, when we're reciting Yud Gimel Midos Sharachim on Yom Kippur, that we should use this as an opportunity to think about these midos of Hashem and how we will mimic those midos. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Bei states Abashol Omer Ve'anveyu. We say every day in Az Yashir Zekeli Ve'anveyu. Hashem is my God. Ve'anveyu. What is Ve'anveyu? It's a strange word. Vani Hu. That's how Abashol understands it. Heve Domalo. That I will be similar to God. Just like God favors others and and is merciful, so too we should favor others, help others, and we should be merciful. So that's one source. Zek keli v'anvei. We should have the midos of chanun v'rachum. The Gemara in Sota Daf Yudalvad Alav states, "May dichsiv acharei Hashem elokechem teleichu," that you should walk, follow after Hashem your God. Can we actually walk after the Shekhinah? It's impossible. Hashem is like a consuming fire. So the Gemara says, no, what it means is that we have to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midos, mahu ba'al bisharumim, just like God clothes those who are unclothed, so too we should all do that. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mevaker cholim, he visits the sick, we should also do that. Hashem is a menachem avelim, he comforts the mourners, and we should do this as well. Hashem kover mesim, Hashem buries the dead, and we should do this also. The Rav Asher Weiss in the Minchas Asher on Parshas Re'eh explains that the Gemara highlights two ways to emulate God, what Rav Salavitcher calls imitatio Dei, to imitate a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He says, "Dehalo al shnei psukim shonim hushtetu," that the idea of imitating HaKadosh Baruch Hu is based on two different psukim. They're speaking about two different concepts or tongues, as it were, two different languages. Ela'af, ela'af, in two different terms. Ela'af, al'af, shi'yisod echad lishneihem. It's based on one fundamental principle. Shnei tzadim heim shemat be'achad. There are two sides to one coin. Hine, yesh namashim shehem anshi rachim v'chemla. There are people who really feel bad for the other. They're full of mercy. For whatever reasons, they don't engage in acts of kindness. He says maybe they think that all they have to do is being osik b'Torah. They all have to do is learn Torah. Maybe because they happen to be lazy. But they feel for other people. They have the internal feeling. Or they feel for the plight of others, but they don't do things to actualize these feelings. And he says, Lumasam, it's just the opposite. The people who engage in these acts of kindness, but they are not Bali Chemlo, Bali Rachim, they're not genuinely merciful people. Why do they do this? They have to conquer the Yitzhahara to do the Chesed. And maybe some even do it in order to show that they're so great. And Rav Asher Weiss cites the pasuk "Ki yamuch achicha imach." The pasuk says that not simply that when your friend becomes poor, "Ki yamuch achicha," but "Ki yamuch achicha imach." They should targish af atav imtzukas ravado v'chev lebo. That the goal is not only the achzaktabo, that you should help support someone who becomes poor, but you should feel that he is imach. You should feel his pain, his suffering. So there are two different ways to be the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's the same concept, but of caring for the other. But one is a midos, that is zeh kelim v'anveihu. Be similar, ma racham v'racham af ata racham v'racham v'anveihu. That we should feel the suffering, the pain of others. Our midos should be one where we care about and concern about others, feel the pain, the inner experience. And the Gemara in Sota is where it says, "Acharei Hashem Elokechem Teleichu," follow. That talks about behaviors, actions. And we have to imitate HaKadosh Baruch Hu both in the internal experience and the outward actions. So again, just to suggest again that when we are reciting Yud Gimel Mil Shirachim, again, on the one hand, perhaps say it, and if we invoke HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being someone who's a Rachum V'chanun, so too, so then hopefully then he will treat us with mercy and with favor. But more than that, when we see you give him Midos Rachim, we should study these character traits of Kadosh Baruch Hu, how he cares for the others, both in feeling and in action, and hopefully we can mimic Kadosh Baruch Hu, and we can Yasu Kaseder Azeh, we can act like this way that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is, and through that we'll be Zocha for a favorable verdict and a year of bracha.